Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is a sound you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, my brother.
Hola.
Congrats on the 20th.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Down appreciate one of your yellow cans right now.
Nice. Nice. There we go. The men's room IPA.
And the bright yellow can from Black Raven.
Brewery in Woodinville. Washington.
I was like, I ran out. That worked out. Yeah.
Go
ahead, Gary.
We're going to use yours from now on.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
So this is a family story. I was 14 years old.
And the sound
we
my uncle
Blue
made me
Mountains.
Make.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, nothing. I was 14 years old in West Virginia. My uncle came into my room
golly,
one night.
I was squirrels, no. Okay. So I'm 14. My whole family and I were in the Blue Mountains of Eastern Oregon hunting high buck, mule deer. So we're over there our second night. We're sitting around a campfire, and we're kind of chuckling, doing what we do. I have two younger brothers. One's a stepbrother, two younger biological brother. And my little one-year-old sister and my mom and my stepfather.
All right.
So we're kind of chuckling, getting ready to go to bed. It's night. The fire's burned. We smell this weird odor, and we think, aha, the dog, he done his thing, you know? Because dogs do that. They make stinks sometimes.
They do that, yeah.
Most animals do.
Yeah. But the dog did this, we thought. Immediately we smelt that. The dog went straight to the camper and started whining. And we're like, okay, there's something wrong with the dog. Next thing we do, we hear this banshee-like scream is all I can describe it. It is like the hair curling on the back of your neck, creepy sound. And we all look at each other, and now we know why the dog's freaking. So we kind of look around, and, you know, we're hunting. So I have a 30-30 and my dad has a 30-06. We freak. We hear another one and it's a different location. So we scramble to the camper, all of us. Of course, the dog was first, brave German Shepherd that he was. And then we sat in there for the rest of the night, my dad and I, with our rifles pointed at the door. Freaking out.
So now, did the dog actually poop?
No, it wasn't the dog.
What was it?
The dog smelt it before us. That's why he headed for the door, and then we smelt it, and was like, "Ah, look, the dog. You know, he's going to poop himself. Why is he heading for the camper?"
What was
the scream?
What was the source of the smell?
Well, we think it was the scream.
Whatever was screaming is responsible
really bad
for the stress.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So we believe it was a Sasquatch, a Bigfoot. I'm not crazy either. Trust me. Okay.
Maybe he has.
Yeah, well, I've never heard anything like that before.
They are notoriously stinky.
Yeah,
and they're notoriously stinky and notoriously loud.
Also lactose intolerant. He might have had some dairy or ice cream before he farted and the wind came through the place.
Now, didn't we find out that, like, if you end up face-to-face with Bigfoot, isn't it, I believe, in Washington State, like, illegal to shoot his ass?
Yeah, you're not allowed to shoot him. This was I was 14. I'm 65 now. So back then, you know, they were still the big Bigfoot thing was going on, you know, the big fake movie and all that crud. But there was my mother had this clipping from a newspaper or from Eastern Oregon, Bend area.
Uh-huh.
That's where it was in that area, that a deputy that night actually saw something on the road, and it turned and looked at him, and as it did that, it brushed against a stop sign and disappeared. And that was in the deputy's report. So it's one of those newspaper clipping where
yeah, I got you, man.
You know, we didn't have the internet back then.
Now we know. And that movie was Harry and the Hendersons.
Telling you right now, I know it's illegal to shoot a Bigfoot. If I have a gun and I see a Bigfoot and he seems angry, if he's bum rushing me, I'm telling you right now, I'm breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I want to shoot a Bigfoot. It's just I have a gun and Bigfoot's rushing at me.
Yep. Yeah.
And even then.
What do you think? I think you have a better chance of seeing a Bigfoot than I do picture you out in the woods with a weapon.
That's why. If I bump into Bigfoot, like we are downtown or he showed up at the bar.
Why is it now?
Yeah, and it's like, no offense, but like of all the things, like,
no, you're right.
You, like, yeah. I just wouldn't picture you with a weapon. Like, wait a minute, why did throw the gun
okay,
on?
Well, every day is a different UFO picture. Right. I looked at another one today.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So why no Bigfoot pictures?
Because UFOs are real. In my opinion. UFOs are real, right? It still always says that it's an unidentified flying object.
What is it? We don't know.
But I do think aliens have been here.
Yeah, but no Bigfoot.
I mean, look, if he's out there, I would not want to interact with people either, right?
Maybe he's dead.
And then, that was said there's more than one.
Sure.
Or it's one Bigfoot who travels across the country. You never know.
For 100 years.
What a lame-ass life.
What's that?
Across the country and just take blurry-ass photos.
Yeah, exactly.
And why?
He doesn't do anything.
No. Never dumpster dives.
No.
Never eats out of somebody's trash.
No, just walking through
he just eats fine.
He might have some decorum. Like,
Every animal eats trash. Bears get into trash. That's why they have those
bald
trash
eagles.
Cans. Yeah.
Do you eat trash?
I
have eaten trash.
You have eaten trash, yes.
I mean, I picked up.
I mean, we've all eaten trash, but I mean, it's a regular source of diet.
Like, that's where you see. He never seemed like with his legs hanging out of a dumpster, stuck. Like he falls asleep in there, and then he falls into the truck in the morning when they dump and empty.
Why would he pick the Northwest and then Arkansas?
Yeah. That's what I don't get. That because Arkansas, seriously, that seems to be like the other state.
That's the other like episode. Bigfoot.
It's his summer home.
His summer home?
He just summers in Arkansas.
Seems like he made winters there.
Do you think the Arkansas Bigfoot also is wearing overalls?
Well, there's a correlation of methamphetamine.
That's just what I pictured.
There is a methamphetamine correlation, so obviously Bigfoot likes those areas. Because it seems like the people who see him, maybe a little methamphetamine.
Well, the Arkansas one, you don't have to worry about him. He can't bite you.
He's got no teeth.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.